SF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from Simon Fraser University's Burnaby campus in British Columbia.
That's a good 70s pop tune.
Ah, hey, this is Reverend Billy inviting you to spend a half hour with us here on Earth Riot Radio. We're fighting for the Earth. You just heard a new song that we're developing for the upcoming shows at the Public Theater, Joe's Pub. Our 12th time. Every holiday season, the Stop Shopping Church and Reverend Billy can be found holding forth there. This year in particular, it's tough. We are watching people around the world struggle for the Earth. The big biodiversity conference down in Colombia and then Azerbaijan. The big meeting with all the international diplomats. The Coalition of Parties, or COP, meeting sponsored by the United Nations. These two meetings ended in disarray because they were bombarded by management. They were just management from fossil fuel companies and big banks that support drill, baby, drill. We have to understand. You can't have meetings like that and just invite everybody and just get swamped by these. Paid assassins. They know what they need. They know what they want. They worship the quarterly report. So let's adventure today. Let's find a new way. Let's participate with the Earth. Let's look for the Earth. Our activism needs to take a new form. Would anybody agree with that? Somebody give me an Earth-alleluia. Somebody give me another Earth-alleluia. Earth-alleluia.
But they make one. hurricanes, the pain is made audible. Sound waves, Chi-Town graves dug deep. Water dirty like the police that flood streets. Blood on the beach, sandstorms on the streets. A man's form can be transformed with the heat of the moment. We think our opponent is overseas, but we messing with Mother Nature's ovaries. It's a cruel winter, summer don't know itself. I say get green, but all know it's wealth. I know I'm supposed to help, that's what I'm made for. I'm a made man, but I ain't a maid though. God's gift to this earth, that's what she prayed for. They ain't been stable since Cain killed Abel.
We're gonna cut this camera off. Stand up, please. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. Whatever you do, keep fighting.
Talking heads like amazing facial tics. I see orangutans debating the mahogany loggers. I got to be surreal sometimes to understand. I see the plain truth rising like a 50s Japanese lizard. I see rec rooms devour Rupert Murdoch in front of his sons. I got to be exorcised sometimes to understand. I see new drug laws that give prosecutors no time to play with. I see the fine print open like a prison door. I got to be impossible sometimes to understand. I got to be surreal. I got to be exorcised. I got to be impossible sometimes to understand. You see, the Starbucks mermaid got her nipples back. You see, fake bohemianism swallowed by your sidewalks. You got to be surreal sometimes to understand. You see, the stock exchange paying for itself for once. You see, the CEO cannot cash his welfare check. You got to be exorcised sometimes to understand. You see, the tourists walk backwards out of their pollution. You see them go home and demand a local paradise. You see, you got to be impossible sometimes to understand. I got to be surreal. I got to be exorcised. I got to be impossible, impossible sometimes, sometimes to understand. We see SpongeBob and Kim Jong-un down at the Mall of America. We see the battle of the disastrous religions. We got to be surreal sometimes to understand. We see the Pentagon wake up from its video game. We see the whistling shrapnel. It's not pixelated, nope. We got to be exorcised sometime to understand. To understand. To understand.
Welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Giraffes will be listed under the U.S. Endangered Species Act. The move will cover 5 subspecies of the animal. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service hopes the listing will crack down on the poaching of giraffes, as the U.S. is a leading destination of rugs, pillowcases, boots, furniture, and even Bible covers made from giraffe body parts. Growing to around 19 feet tall and instantly recognizable from their prodigious necks and brown and white patterned bodies, giraffes are found widely across the savannas and woodlands of sub-Saharan Africa. Poaching, habitat loss, and the climate crisis have slashed giraffe numbers by more than 40% since the 1980s, with only about 69,000 of them remaining. The Alliance to End Plastic Waste was set up in 2019 by a group of companies, which includes ExxonMobil, Dow, Shell, Total Energies, and Chevron Phillips, some of the world's biggest producers of plastic. They promised to divert 15 million tons of plastic by 2023 by improving collection and recycling, as well as creating a circular economy. Early last year, the Alliance target of clearing 15 million tons of waste plastic was quietly scrapped as just too ambitious. Data reveals the 5 companies alone produced 132 million tons of 2 types of plastic in just 5 years, more than 1,000 times the weight of the waste plastic the Alliance has removed from the environment in the same period. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has withdrawn support for mandatory caps on plastic production ahead of the UN Plastics Treaty negotiations in South Korea, opting instead for a flexible approach allowing voluntary national targets. Most advocates agree that voluntary caps will not be sufficient. Ecuador has declared a 60-day national emergency. The country is battling 13 active wildfires while dealing with a 120-day drought that has destroyed 40,000 hectares of crops and killed over 44,000 farm animals. A state of emergency allows for the release of funds and additional resources, including international helicopter support from Peru and Italy. The crisis is compounded by an energy shortage, with blackouts lasting up to 14 hours daily in some areas. What appears to be evidence of the oldest alphabetic writing in human history is etched onto finger-length clay cylinders excavated from a tomb in Syria. The writing, which is dated to around 2400 BCE, precedes all other known alphabetic scripts by roughly 500 years. At Umm el Mara, archaeologists uncovered tombs dating back to the early Bronze Age. One of the best-preserved tombs contained six skeletons, gold and silver jewelry, cookware, a spearhead, and intact pottery vessels. Next to the pottery, the researchers found four lightly baked clay cylinders with what seemed to be alphabetic writing on them. Previously, scholars thought the alphabet was invented in or around Egypt, sometime after 1900 BCE. But the artifacts discovered at Umm el Mara are older and from a different geographical region, suggesting the alphabet may have an entirely different origin story than we thought. The U.S. government is seeking to consider a firefly species as endangered for the first time. The Bethany Beach firefly, found in coastal Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia, is facing increasing dangers to its natural habitat because of sea level rise and the lowering of groundwater aquifers. The species is already considered extremely rare and in decline. Bethany Beach fireflies are one of about 170 species of fireflies. They are noted for having a distinctive flash pattern of two green flashes, also called a double green flash pattern. These insects, which were first discovered in the 1950s, usually emerge in June and July. The nature of dark matter has eluded astronomers for 90 years, since the realization that 85% of the matter in the universe is not visible through our telescopes. The most likely dark matter candidate today is the axion, a lightweight particle that researchers around the world are desperately trying to find. Astrophysicists at the University of California, Berkeley, now argue that the elusive axion could be discovered within seconds of the detection of gamma rays from a nearby supernova explosion. Axions, if they exist, would be produced in copious quantities during the first 10 seconds after the core collapse of a massive star into a neutron star. And those axions would escape and be transformed into high-energy gamma rays in the star's intense magnetic field. Such a detection is possible today only if the lone gamma ray telescope in orbit, the Fermi Gamma Ray Space Telescope, is pointing in the direction of the supernova at the time it explodes. Given the telescope's field of view, that is about one chance in 10. For the gamma rays to be bright enough to detect, the supernova has to be nearby, within our Milky Way galaxy or one of its satellite galaxies. And nearby stars explode only on average every few decades. The last nearby supernova was in 1987 in the Large Magellanic Cloud. The most likely candidate, WOHG64, is classified as a red supergiant. It is roughly 2,000 times the size of our sun. A new theory that explains how light and matter interact at the quantum level has enabled researchers to define for the first time the precise shape of a single photon. It is roughly spherical. New findings, published in the journal Ecology, describe a newly documented behavior of Ethiopian wolves. Researchers at the Ethiopian Wolf Conservation Program observed Ethiopian wolves foraging for the nectar of the Ethiopian red-hot poker flower. Some individuals would visit as many as 30 blooms in a single trip, with multiple wolves from different packs enjoying the nectar. There is also some evidence of social learning, with juveniles being brought to the flower fields along with adults. As they feed on the sweet nectar of the flower, the wolves' muzzles become covered in pollen, which they could potentially transfer from flower to flower as they feed. This novel behavior is perhaps the first known plant-pollinator interaction involving a large predator other than humans, as well as the only large meat-eating predator other than humans ever to be observed feeding on nectar. And now, the sounds of extinction. The conference of parties. At COP29 in Baku, Azerbaijan, rich and poor countries concluded a $1 trillion deal on the climate crisis after marathon talks and days of bitter recriminations ended in what campaigners said was a betrayal. The developing world will receive at least $1.3 trillion a year in funds to help them shift to a low-carbon economy and cope with the impacts of extreme weather by 2035. But only $300 billion of that will come in the form they are most in need of, grants and low-interest loans from the developed world. The rest will have to come from private investors and a range of potential new sources of money, such as levies on fossil fuels and frequent flyers, which have yet to be agreed. This COP has been a disaster for the developing world, said Mohamed Adao, the Kenyan director of PowerShift Africa, a think tank. It is a betrayal of both people and planet by wealthy countries who claim to take climate change seriously. The host country, Azerbaijan, was strongly criticized for its running of the COP. Oil and gas make up 90% of Azerbaijan's exports, and fossil fuel interests were highly visible at the talks. 1,773 fossil fuel lobbyists were registered participants at COP29. Nations struggled to reconcile long-standing divisions over how much developed nations most accountable for historic climate change should provide to poorer countries least responsible but most impacted by Earth's rapid warming.
Earth is our God. Earth is our economy. Earth is our church. We listen to Earth, and then we go back to the old institutions. We go to the president and the generals and the holy fathers and the doctors of thinking, and we get no response. Then we return to the Earth and await further instructions. We know that life itself is the best strategist. Earth speaks to us every day. The natural disasters are hard lessons. The silence of extinct life is a sorrowing Earth. What Earth knows is almost entirely unknown to us. The unknowable Earth is everything that we believe. It is all the commandments. It is common sense. It is where compassion comes from. We put personalities on Mount Olympus to represent it. We pray to the watery fire that creates a child inside our loved one. We dance all night. Now Earth is our only celebrity. Earth is the only famous being that matters at all. Human history was made triumphing over Earth. Now Earth makes history.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.